At BMS, World Mission, things are changing. For 200 years, we've sent missionaries from the UK to help communities around the world, but now we're doing things differently. We're releasing power into the hands of people who already know their communities best. Instead of working from the top down, we're working side by side, sharing skills, knowledge, and faith in a way that benefits everyone. Mission isn't about us going to them anymore. It's about listening, learning, and supporting.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Search BMS World Mission.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 35, verses 1 and 2. O Lord, oppose those who oppose me. Fight those who fight against me. Put on your armor and take up your shield. Prepare for battle and come to my aid. This is an agonizing psalm. David is in a deep hole. He is the victim of cruel injustice, and he appeals to God to come to help him. We feel his deep anguish and pain, and not least because, sadly, injustice happens in every generation. Every newspaper and news report gives us evidence of the injustice that's happening in our world today. You may feel that that's not your own personal experience, but you don't need to look far to hear stories which resonate with David's experience of long ago. The significance of this psalm is that David is sure that God can help. He knows that God is a God of justice and that he will be deeply concerned about the injustice that he's experiencing. I spent 2 years living in India, and whilst there I had the incredible privilege of living in a village with an outcast family. There are more than 200 million outcast people, or Dalits, living in India, about 16% of the population. They're outcasts in the sense that they're regarded as being below the bottom rung of the caste system, and they have traditionally been given the most unpleasant jobs. It was painful to see the way in which they were treated day by day simply because they were outcasts, and there was nothing they could do to change it. When we face injustice, we need to remember that God is on our side. We are not alone. He burns with anger at the monster of injustice and longs to recruit us to fight with him to overcome it. So let me ask you a question. Where do you see injustice in your own community? And what could you do to respond with God's love? Now let me pray with you. Gracious Father, I thank you that you love justice. As I get to know you better, show me the ways in which I can fight with you for the justice that you love. Thanks for joining me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is of course available at any time. Hope you have a great day today.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.